This is a daughter podcast where dads come to talk, think, and thrive with your hosts, Oscar and Brandon. Our mission is to cultivate a community of strong, mindful, and present fathers.
We want to curate honest conversations with all men, but especially those who have the honor of raising daughters.
Hey guys, welcome back here at the Daughter Podcast. Oscar here, Brandon on the other side. And
hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot, Glenn and I, about a lot of things concerning our girls. We discussed in our last episode dad guilt and the things that go through our minds because we have to work and do these things. And I wanted to point something out real quick on that last episode, and I'm sure we'll get some feedback on that. But we talk about dad guilt. This is the daughter podcast, so that's what we're focusing on, right? We find this as parent guilt, right? I wanted to throw that out there because I had a conversation with someone who would listen to the podcast. And I let them know, we're going to have this issue with a mom that works. And just throwing it out there, got it. Like, parent guilt is there. And that's why, if you look at our social medias, I put that on there, right? There's dad guilt, parent guilt, / because we got to live life. We got to make some money. We got to do these things. But the difference is, I think, and Brandon, correct me if I'm wrong, right? We want to focus in on where the norm is not for us to be talking about this whole thing that is dad guilt or these things that may be normal in another cultural sense, but not with us.
Yeah, I think the whole point is just to bring a perspective to it, to say that dads also feel a sense of loss and longing when they're not with their children.
Right.
And that's not just a maternal thing. It also happens paternally as well. So
of course,
just to give a perspective to it, of course, we know that moms have guilt overarchingly, like parents feel guilt if they are away from their children. But we wanted to bring light to the fact that dads also have emotions and thoughts. And we want to build a community where dads can come and express those thoughts openly and honestly.
Within that guilt, right, that to me, that leads me to find ways to connect to the girls in other ways, right? For me to get time with them, quality time, which is something we're going to talk about today specifically.
Yeah.
And within that quality time, talking about daddy-daughter dates, right? And today, Brandon is a planner of planners. The guy can plan a party. The guy can plan a party for him and his daughters. And he can plan a party for a billion people. In contrast, Oscar is not a planner. In fact, in conversation, I love hanging out with my girls, like getting that quality time. I enjoy getting that quality time. It's getting to it, though,
that
I catch myself not getting to. Does that make sense? Like, in the conversation, talking about, hey, let's go on daddy-daughter date. I don't know where I'm going to fit that in. I've got this. I've got that. I've got to mow the lawn. I've got to do these things that essentially trap me in that day-to-day treadmill, right? And sometimes it feels like when you're on that treadmill, if anything else goes in there, you're going to trip up, you're going to miss something. And so for me, that's been the hardest thing with my girls. It's not the spending time with them. I love spending time with them. For me specifically, it's been finding ways to spend time with them where it's not specifically daddy-daughter days, because I suck at getting to those daddy-daughter dates. And I do them, don't get me wrong. It's just not as consistently as I'd like to do. But I find other ways to figure out quality time, right? Today, for example, doing a workout, I ask the girls if they want to hang out outside while I'm doing a workout. And then inevitably, they kind of circle around me as I'm doing it. Sometimes it gets annoying because I'm trying to do a workout. But at the same time, I really like that they're just hanging out, right?
Of course.
Sometimes the little one or my middle kid will start doing workout things randomly, but for the most part, they're playing, they're in their own little world, and daddy's just killing himself with the workout, right? Or I'll find times to just ask my oldest, hey, you want to go to the store with me? I got to get these things. And it sounds menial, but I really enjoy those. I was going to say we enjoy those, but maybe I should ask her if she does or not. But I enjoy those because we joke around, and she's got these Heelys and she'll hang on and she's literally I don't even know how, but like riding through the entire grocery store, whatever, right? I try to find ways to catch those quality time moments because I don't do a great job at a daddy-daughter date, right? For a specific thing to plan.
Yeah.
My wife's a planner. Birthdays, I'm just like, I'm here, I'm waiting for orders. Tell me what you need me to do. But she's usually planning everything. And it's to a fault as well on my side because she's tired of it. She wants me to go plan things, and I know that. So it's definitely a weak point for me.
And this is the whole point of the podcast, for us to have this kind of open conversation, vulnerable, because we're not super dad at everything. There are weak points that we both have. And I just feel like it's important for us to see these blind spots so that we can then work on them. Or even see if this is something that we just need to accept about ourselves, that, listen, I just need to embrace this and then just let the girls know this is where I am with this. And this is the dad they got, instead of trying to create like this super dad persona. But to your point, I do want to say that I don't think that daddy-daughter dates necessarily equate quality time. Like you said, like, I think in the everyday, you can find quality time. And I think your girls are going to appreciate that. And I know my girls are going to appreciate that when they get older. And I say this all the time. My favorite memory from being a kid with my mom was us just going to Blockbuster Video, getting a movie, going to Subway, making a sandwich, going home, watching the movies together, and just talking about them. That sounds very average, and it is, but it's one of my favorite memories because it was the time that we spent, and it was the way I felt during that time that me and my mom were sharing together. And I think that is what is really important. So quality time can be spent all day on any given day. And the girls, they could sit up, they could watch a movie with me. We can go to the grocery store. We can run these errands, and we're spending this quality time because we're together. But I think daddy-daughter date is taking some more intentional time and just saying, I like you. I like to spend time with you. I want to spend this time with you. And I want us to first explore things together and second have like exposure to different things together. And I think a daddy-daughter date develops a shared language between a father and a daughter that no other instance can have, because you may be doing something new, or you're doing something that you like and you're sharing that with your daughter, or you're doing something that your daughter likes and she's sharing in that experience with you. So I think daddy-daughter dates are allowing you to shape a relationship that goes forward in the future to who your daughter is and how you talk to each other.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. The other thing that I find hard, though, is because I have three, right? But my kids are about 4 years-ish apart from each other.
Yeah.
But even when if I go out with the oldest, my middle one is, what about me? Mm-hmm. Or if we go do something specifically fun that would be for the family, and this may just be an excuse, to be honest with you. I'll be like, this is something that the family would like to do, right?
Right.
So
right.
We're not going to go do it on our own, like, your sisters would like it, your mom would like it. But I'll listen to books or read a book and it'll talk about spending specific time with each individual child.
Yeah.
In different ways, right? To your point, it's trying to find that common language between you and your individual kid.
Yeah.
But again, it's such a weak point for me because even when I do find a time, I'm like, oh, I should just take all the girls. And so it'll be like a daddy and all the girls' dates, right? So we'll go out and have some food or something easy, and we're just hanging out. But I think as my oldest gets older, she wants to do that more. And again, remember, she was, 4 years alone, single child.
Yeah.
And so she somehow remembers that. Like, well, I remember when we used to just spend time together. And it'll hit me. I'm like, oh, yeah, but that was because you were the only one, But that's not true. It's just, I like spending time with her. I think that the word is purposeful, right? Like, you have to be purposeful. You don't have to be a super dad, like you said, but I do think that it's not fair for me to go and say, this is a dad you got, so deal with it. I think I need to find ways to be better for them on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's why we're here. So the nice thing is that we're here because Blandon is going to give us some pointers on how to do a daddy-daughter date, right? Now, first of all, give me some examples of daddy-daughter dates that you've done with your girls.
Yeah, so with me and my girls, we have gone scooting and skating together. I've taken them to the ballet. I've taken them to the museum. We've gone to the park. We've gone out for ice cream. All of these things, I just looked for opportunities that I could share with them. First of all, sharing things from my own childhood, because if you know me, I'm just a big kid, right? I like feeling that nostalgic experience of just that innocence of being a child and just going out and doing childlike things. So we went to the park and I was like, hey, I remember when I was a kid, I enjoyed flying a kite. And I was just like, it's March, it's windy. I'm going to take the kids to the park and we're going to fly kites. And I think pulling from your own experiences, but for some men that might be difficult just because of their upbringing, maybe they didn't have a really good childhood, or maybe it was hard, or for several different reasons, maybe they can't pull from that. But I think also observing your children, observing your girls, seeing what they're into. If there is if they're a certain character that they like or appreciate, or if they're into unicorns or mermaids or monster cars or what have you, animal science, picking up on those cues. And then say, you know what? I want to spend this time with them and I want to nurture them in this. And some parents do it well. Some dads do it really well. Others, they might fall a little short because they think that we're spending all of this everyday time together and that is good enough. And while that is excellent that you are in the house with your child and you see them on a regular basis, I think not in the same way, but just like you want to make time for your wife, you want to show her that, listen, I want to give you my undivided attention with no one else around, none of the kids, no work, no other family members, just you. Let's go out on a date. Let's talk and check in. I think that fathers need to show their daughters that exact same model. Like, you are important. You are special. You're valued. You bring something. You have something special inside of you. And I want to see what that special thing is. And I want to hear back from you. And I want to nurture whatever that interest that you have so that when we get older, we've made these memories together, but I've also helped shape you. I've given my daughter this kind of exposure. Like, she went to her, I can honestly say in the future, my daughters went to their first ballet with me. They went to their first museum with me. They experienced a lot of these firsts with me, and I'm glad that they did. And I want to continue to nurture that with them. So I think one thing is just observing your children, seeing what they're into, seeing what they like, and then taking them to do that thing. And then the second thing is sharing a part of you. What do you like to do? If you like to work on cars, go to a car show. If you are fishing, take them fishing. If you like working out, hey, work out with them. Incorporating yourself and then imprinting it on your child.
During those times, right? So you're taking your child out, your daughter out. Through your actions, you're showing that you want them around. You want to be with
yes.
them. What do you find? What have you found most useful to learn your daughter during those times? And I know we'll get into some of the how-tos and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just getting into kind of the Blandon head, right? What do you find useful when you're out with your daughter to learn her?
Yeah. Asking specific questions. And I think we talked about this, but I like to ask my oldest, really, and my youngest, but my oldest has had more of this, like, how do you feel when we're doing this? How do you feel about this? And then it's, I don't like this, daddy, or I do like this, or this is fun. This is the greatest thing ever. But asking them questions, because they will reveal how they're feeling about it, and not what they think about it, but how they feel about it. I believe that children can tell you how they're feeling better than maybe how they're processing and thinking in that moment. if they're feeling a little sad, why are you feeling sad? Oh, I don't think I'm really good at skating. I keep falling down. And that is a coaching moment. That's, you're not going to get it right off the bat, baby. We have to keep going and going. And then once they're in that activity, you're boosting their confidence. And as their confidence grows, now the memory is being more solidified for them that, man, I had this great experience with my dad and he helped me through this difficult time. And now I feel like I can do other things.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because you're asking these questions good questions are key, right? I like to ask my girls when they're most loved. When are you most loved by me?
Yeah.
When are you least loved by me? And some of those answers are pretty jarring. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that. But then on the other side of the coin is silence. So something I found, and you mentioned, well, I like to be outside, so I'll take the girls fishing. And once I have everybody baited and hooked and whatever, I'm just taking forever. But once we do that, just, I don't know if it's the way it works or what, but my oldest will always be fishing near me. So then it's just like silent. And this would just randomly start talking about something.
Yeah.
And like just the power of that silence. And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I just want the silence. So I guess, okay, I got everything set up. They're good. I'm going to go and actually cast some line out and just be still. But then all of a sudden she'll start talking or something will come to her mind and she'll start asking. And then I'm like, I did want the silence, but I also want this now. So I'm just gonna let you go with this.
Yeah.
And so just allowing her to, I don't know, sometimes just clear her mind in that manner. That's been pretty cool because I never, not saying that I didn't value, but I just never thought of the silence as being useful during a time just you're spending together, which is hard because that almost feels if we go on a daddy-daughter date and it's silent, like you think about an actual date, like if it's silent, it's not going very good. But with my oldest particularly, actually my middle one too, they'll just start talking. I don't know if it's the silent that makes them want to talk or they were thinking something and they just found the opening to open up to you.
I think that silence doesn't always have to, like you said, it doesn't always have to be awkward. It's serving a purpose. And I think sometimes just being silent, like you said, just allows us to know that we're comfortable with each other. But then when that silence is broken, it's, I want to share this with you. And it's like, when you're able to reciprocate in that, it's yes. Now this was a bid for my attention and now you got it. Now you have my full attention, baby. You can tell me, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I like for them to ask me questions as well. Oh, is this what you like to do, Daddy? When did you start liking this? And for anybody who knows me, I'm a huge Marvel nerd. And so for one of my gifts, my wife got me like this Marvel encyclopedia. I have I have several Marvel comic t-shirts. And so my girls are always coming up to me and ask me who the characters are and they're naming them off and this, that, and the other. And they go pick up the encyclopedia and then we talk about it. And then, so they're asking these different questions like, Daddy, when did you like start liking this? And when did you start watching this? That is developing because they're asking me what I like and when did I start liking it? And I'm able to answer them. Now, does that mean that they're completely sold on this? No, but now they know what Daddy likes and they could say if it's for them or if it's not for them. Clearly, there are certain things that I would want to. We could have this shared experience, though we could have this commonality. But I just think the point of them asking me my interest and me asking them their interest is allowing for this open dialogue that now you have some insight to who I am. And I'm also getting insight into who you are. And I think that is where the date part of it comes in. Because now we're doing this sharing that's not being like someone else is coming in and they're sharing their experience or they're distracting or somebody fail or somebody's unhappy. It's just me and that child. It's just me and that girl that we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's such a great point, man, because yes, the addition of her sisters are always and forever going to be distracting. It's just what it is. It's not anybody's fault. It's just...
Right.
About a shot for attention, someone falls over, someone's water spilled. Like, I mean, it's just like this thing. It's a great point. Something I don't consider much is that I say, we'll just all go together. But then it creates that environment where you can't have that fulfilling one-on-one conversations.
Right.
The other thing that's hard for me too, and I think for many dudes that I, at least that I know, that you have that conversation, right? And then your daughter may just be talking to you. And then you go into fixer mode, or you go into, solution mode, and you're like, oh, you should do this. My oldest has told me, it's like, I didn't want you to do that. I just want you to listen for a second. And it's always very like stopping for me, because I'm like, I didn't realize that. I was just trying to help you. And it's easy for someone to get not thrown back, but defensive, because you're like, what are you talking about? I was just trying to help you.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't. And I know many men figure this out with their wives. Like sometimes they don't want you to figure anything. But that instant, like, all right, how do I make a solution to this so we can be done with this and we can move on to something else? And it sounds bad to say that, but sometimes it's our minds. Like, it's an easy answer. Let me tell you the answer real quick. But I've noticed when I can hold on and not butt in like that, sometimes, especially my oldest, will talk through things. And then in that conversation, we'll also come up with a solution. And I'm like, I don't think I was in this conversation at all. But
right.
You're welcome. But it is something that is difficult, because we want to be the fixer. Like, we want to be the solution person. We got this. All right, let's do this.
Absolutely. Like, my whole MO as a person, a father, a husband, a friend, a brother is solution. Like, I want to be the problem solver. I want to be the solution guy. So it is a little humbling sometimes when people say they just want to be heard. And it's, oh, so you don't want me to fix anything. So what value am I adding? But in these past few years, I've learned that. And recently I was listening to something, and I can't remember who it's from, but I do remember the message. And it's, in the conversation, you want to ask these three things, right? If a person wants to be heard, helped, or hugged, and then you can decide which one of these they need in that moment. And we were on the phone, I think a couple of days ago, and one of the kids got hurt. I think my oldest got hurt, and you were like, hey, I'll call you back. You can handle that. And immediately I wanted to fix it. Of course, I wanted to help her. But then I thought about that quote. I thought about, because things with me, I try to really digest and really try to chew on them. And so I was like, do you just want a hug right now? And she did. And she was like, yeah, daddy, I just want a hug. Like, she didn't want the ice for the, we did that later. But in that moment, she just wanted a hug, and she just wanted to cry. And that's what helped her the most. I think that is what is really helpful for the fixers, because there are other categories in which we can add value.
Well, with all this talk, now I need to know how to plan a good daddy-daughter date. So give me some pointers from start to finish.
First of all, you need to plan a day. You need to have a day in mind, specific day, that you are off, that you have nothing else planned. Or if you do have other things planned, they're done either way in advance, or either they're going to be done later. But you need to find a day. You need to pick a day. So that's the first thing. Pick a day. And then you need to figure out an event. Whatever that event is, the specific focus of it needs to be you and your child. So whether it is for your daughter's interest or your interest.
Give me an example of that specific to you and your child.
So we were in Target, and my oldest was like, daddy, I want those skates. And I'm like, okay, you want those skates. Got it. And so I got the skates for her. But what she didn't know is that I had planned to take her to the skate park so we could go skating, the nearby skate park. So it all folded in together. I had a day planned where my wife was going to be gone. So she was having her time, and I had the girls. And so I took them scooting and skating, and they loved it. She had to get her rhythm first in skating, but once she finally got her rhythm, it was great. It was wonderful. Or they both really enjoy ballet, right? In the summer, I found out that the Houston Ballet, they have these little mini camps, these little summer intensives. And so to give her exposure to it, I was like, instead of paying for a whole semester of ballet, I was like, okay, I'll enter you both into these summer intensives, right? And once I entered them into the summer intensive at the Houston Ballet, they loved those. And they were interested in the ballet. It really did pique their interest. They hadn't seen a ballet. And so what I did was I researched first ballets or ballet for the first time in Google. And they actually had something dedicated for kids going to their first ballet. So that's perfect. And then I'm able to see the dates that this occurs. I'm able to line those up and say, oh, yeah, this can occur on this date. And I even invited a couple of dad friends that I knew. And one of my dad homies from church, he was available on that day. He brought his daughter along and we both took our daughters to their first ballet together. And that's it, man. I think people make it more complicated in their head than what it needs to be. But it's just like planning anything else. You want to have a date, a location, a time, if there's some theme surrounding it. And there you go.
It's funny you say that because you're right. Some of us want to have a perfect day. And so it's almost like your inaction is because you can't get it right. Me come in the picture, I'm like, I would just wing it. And then it doesn't come out right because I'm just like, now that also allows for some time to problem solve or to deal with an issue, right?
Right.
They see me, my girls will be able to see me deal with a person that's not cooperative because I didn't plan things right or what have you. So it gives a little opportunity to show grace and a little bit of patience. However, getting it right sometimes does give us that inability to act. You're like, it's not right. Let's just not do it. So that's a great point. So now you told us pick a date. So we got a date.
Yeah.
A specific day that you're going to make sure that other things don't get in the way of.
Yes.
And now we have an activity that involves ourselves and the kid. Now, keep in mind, though, I hope the answer to this is no. You weren't wearing a tutu or dancing around in ballet, right?
All right, good.
I just want to make sure that we don't lose all our listeners right now just based off of that beard and a tutu. So
yeah, no, I was wearing a suit, a tie, dressed very nice. They were dressed very nice. So we were going to an actual ballet.
Very good. So we got the date. We got an activity to do, a skate park, ballet, something that you obviously know your kids are into. And then what?
And then the time. And then the time that you spend there. And also the time before, because I think that's where people get lost. They don't want to really prep. Have some prep time. Think about what is needed for the event. Think about what's needed for the time that you're going to spend there. I know my girls pretty well. And so I know if we go outside something, they're going to want some water. They're going to want some juice. They're going to want some kind of snack. So we love Bluey, right? And so one of the episodes of Bluey is Bandit is taking the girls swimming over to his brother's house, right? But he doesn't prepare at all. He's just, we're going to go. And then they get there. That's and
me.
They're like,
by the way, that would be me, 100%. We're just going to go. We'll deal with the aftermath later.
He has no floaties. There's no suntan oil or sunblock, sorry. There's no nothing to play with. There's no snacks. And so Chili comes in and she saves the day and she brings all the things that prepared. And they're like, yeah, sometimes preparing is a good thing. It's not boring, right? And so I think both of those combined would make a great daddy-daughter date, right? You get the activity and you want to go, but you also have to prepare for said activity. So get the things that coordinate along with that.
I got to ask before we move on. Does Bluey's dad work ever?
He does. He does.
Are you sure? Because he's always got time to play. And my girls are like, why don't you play like that, daddy? And I'm like, listen, he works from home.
I saw the episode where he was working from home. He had the home office, but he also goes into work. He also was going into work. When he does like the daddy-daughter drop-off, he's going into work.
I question that. He makes me look very bad around here. All right. So we got, and you're right. So for me, that's Megan. Like Megan will save the day with like, oh, what do you mean? I have towels. I have this. I'm like, oh, good. I'm glad you did that. Cause I did not like,
right.
You know, so planning. So sorry, we got our date. We got our activity. Now we need to plan ahead. Right.
Yeah.
And almost foresee the future. I need Band-Aids. Yes. Someone's going to fall. I need water. Yep. Or just plan to spend a lot of money if you don't plan accordingly.
So this is maybe a pro tip and maybe going above and beyond, but you're a dad, you have little girls, you might want to find out if they have a family restroom, because inevitably the girls are going to have to go. My girls, they go to the restroom on their own anywhere else. You're in a public space, you're here, you're there. Is there a family restroom? I need to be able to accompany them. Just for safety reasons. So
that's I a look good point about, because I've walked into female bathrooms on purpose to make sure there's no one in the bathroom. So probably need to find a family bathroom. I don't plan that out very well.
Yeah. So a lot of places around will have a family restroom if you take them to the mall or something like that or whatever. But I like to know a lot of that stuff ahead of time. So I try to plan for those unforeseen things. And especially because my youngest, she has environmental asthma and a lot of different things. So we have her inhaler always on deck. I make sure we always have our EpiPen, make sure that's up to date, Benadryl, medicine in there. Once again, you got to know your kids and you got to know what you're working with. So I think preparation is also key.
Very good. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to prepare a daddy-daughter date, hit up Landon at daughterpodcast.com.
There you go. And I'll plan it for you.
And he will. He truly will. Because I'm about to do that. Because I'm going to need you to look up restaurants around here, aid stations, all these different things.
There we go. There we go.
Life flight, whatever. I need it all.
No, man. Egresses.
Everything. I got those covered.
You got those covered? Okay. I figured you might.
I got the main safety items, but when it comes to planning all these other things, yeah. I'm the dude that's just like, oh, let's just go. We'll figure it out on the way. And then I'm also the dude that's like buying $4 waters and like freaking doing right. All because I didn't prep properly. So absolutely. And these are great points because, again, throughout this, you're being purposeful, right? So you're being purposeful with the day, the activity, the location, the pre-planning, that's all purpose. And it's something that I admire very much of you because it's not necessarily the opposite, but I prepare very loosely and weirdly because my career makes me prepare for things a lot better. Like right. I look at all the things, but then when it comes to home, I'm like, it's fine. We'll be fine. We got it. So there's certain things that I prepare with, looking at major potential threats to the family, those kinds of things. But when it comes to the purposeful things that I think your daughters will carry with them, that's definitely something that I'm going to start working on for sure.
But I'm an accessories person anyway. And so I just naturally bring that in to any activity that I'm doing. I need all of the accoutrement that goes along with anything that I put myself into. So if we're planning a beach day, I'm getting the whole thing. Like we've got the cooler and the umbrella and the chairs and the ball and the blankets and the shoes and the whole nine. Anything that pails, things to make sandcastles with. I like all the accessories. So I think that naturally makes me a better planner. But anybody can do it. It like you said, you just have to take some time out, just really think the activity through, all the things it might need. And it's really not that overwhelming because we're not being paid by this particular place. But let me tell you, Target has some, all the things that you need.
No, my wife doesn't need any other excuse to go to Target.
That's why I got this shirt. Cool. So
we'll start making our own shirts.
Hey. Now, that's a good business model right there.
Yeah, man. And I think the key here is purposeful, right? So you're being very purposeful, very directive with these things that you want to do. I hope to get that. But in the meantime, even just being purposeful in your everyday, right? Taking your kid, and you mentioned this a little bit, but taking your kid to the grocery store. Hey, let's go to the grocery store. Like purposefully not taking the others, just the one. Or I found interesting times at the grocery store with my oldest, or definitely with my middle. Like she will then talk my ear off the entire time. And I even miss things on our grocery list because I'm like, I come home and my wife's be like, hey, you forgot this. I'm like, yeah, she was probably talking to me at that time. I don't know what happened. I blacked out. Like it gets to that, but just having that time where we can just be together. And that's where I try to find that. That's for me, that's where I try to find any time that I can to do that with them. I even switched my workout routine because I was reading something and there was the studies talking about your kid's health can and may be directly connected to the mom's ability to stay healthy and to do exercise.
Wow.
And so I try to like, one, I enjoy it, but two, I want them to see that, right?
Yeah.
Because and part of that too is a little bit laziness because I was waking up at 5 a.m. and 5 a.m. gets a little old after a little while, but it does. I've been battling with it because at 5 a.m, I'm not taking away time from my kids.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah.
But yeah. In the afternoon, I'm adding time to a workout, for example, that I could be doing with them. So I try to bring them in. I try to work out with Megan together so we can be with the girls and they're all in the garage and doing whatever. But it is something that you juggle with. Do I take time away from them even though we're together, but it's not purposeful particularly? It is purposeful for me. I'm doing it on purpose, but it's not necessarily for my girls. Oh, I'm hanging out with Daddy. We're all hanging out. It's something that again, trying to, and I don't want to say make up for the guilt that we talked about in the last episode, but trying to find that time to maybe discuss that with our daughters, right? Like, yeah, I felt guilty about this, or I'm gone a lot. I'm sorry. And we can talk about some of these things and how it makes them feel. And to your point earlier, like those conversations are very, very surprising sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So just being purposeful and getting time with the girls is so important to me. And again, as we mentioned before, to me, this is a selfish thing because I'm learning from you and we'll learn from folks that give us feedback on this. And I'll take it and I'll steal it and I'll go do things because I want to be purposeful with my girls and be better for them every day.
Yeah. And I think it's the Russian author Tolstoy who was saying there's beauty in the mundane. And I think that's what he was bringing to his books. Like, we have to find those beautiful moments every day, like in the average day. Like, it can't be a daddy-daughter date every day, right? Those are special times that are set apart and you value those times. But there is beauty just in the fact of us getting together, sharing a meal around a table, us getting together and, like you said, working out, taking a walk, us getting together, we're cleaning up the house together. We need to understand that those are beautiful moments as well. And we only have these kids for a short amount of time. Like it's amazing how quickly that your oldest has grown up before our eyes. And I'm like you're setting the pace for me to learn about these preteen and teenage years and how to maneuver those with my own girls. And I'm just like, it's like a flash. It's gone. And so as I'm understanding that, I want to, you know, get better at appreciating the beauty and just the everydayness of life.
Absolutely. And for the folks listening, come hang out with us. Come help us learn these things, us better so that we can make everybody else better and be better fathers. Come hang out with us on this podcast. We're on all the social media things at Daughter Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, more all on there. Please come hang out with us. Spend some time giving us feedback. Let us know if any of this resonates with you. If there's items that maybe we got wrong and we could adjust on, because we'd love to find that out. And then also on the side note, if you want the planner to plan your next daddy daughter date, Landon's on there. But it all came aside, conversations@daughterpodcast.com. You can send all your information on to that. Questions, comments, concerns, gripes, all the things that you have for us. We appreciate all the feedback that we can get. And for our friends out there listening to us, thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears and your thoughts as you're listening through our rambling and in these episodes. We want to do better for our girls. Come do the same with us.
Yeah, so, Oscar, you forgot to mention that our podcast is doing numbers now, and apparently we have some dad homies or some mom homies that are listening in Canada. So we are international now.
We're international, baby.
We're not global. Getting out there. You humbled me by saying we're not global yet, because we got to cross the sea.
But we're going to cross the ocean to be global, but we're international.
We're international.
And on that point, I want to thank our friend Trevor, who we mentioned in our first episode. He's the one who put out there really the need to have an area where dads with daughters can come and talk about things and discuss things.
Absolutely.
And think through things. So hopefully we'll get him on here sometime. But thanks, Trevor, for getting us on the path of getting this podcast up and running. So again, Daughter Podcast, I'm Oscar Blandon there on the side, coming out with us.
This is where dads come to talk, think, and thrive.